Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is not on the ballot in South Carolina, but he is on the stage right now in Charleston at a debate hosted by the Congressional Black Caucus, where he is being questioned about the aggressive tactics New York City police used under his watch. NPR's Joel Rose went to New York to report on the legacy of Stop and Frisk.
If you talk to black or brown men who grew up in New York during the Bloomberg era, you'll hear a lot of stories like this one.
I remember squad cars pulling up. They just pulled up aggressively, and the cops came out with their guns drawn.
Nicholas Pert says he was stopped by the NYPD more than 10 times.
It left me embarrassed, humiliated, and upset. All three things rolled up into one.
Pert told me that story back in 2013 when he was a plaintiff in a landmark federal lawsuit. During Bloomberg's 12 years as mayor, police in New York stopped and frisked roughly 5 million people, most of them young, black, and Latino men from some of the city's roughest neighborhoods, and the vast majority had done nothing wrong. It wasn't until Bloomberg launched his presidential bid that he said he now regrets the policy, a reversal that some people just don't buy.
It's very absurd and just arrogant.
I met up with Nicholas Pert, the former plaintiff in the Stop and Frisk case in Harlem, where he's now working at a nonprofit that serves low-income kids.
Do you think you could forgive Mayor Bloomberg?
No, I cannot forgive Mayor Bloomberg. If you aren't able to protect the constitutional rights of New Yorkers, how can you protect the constitutional rights of all Americans?
The problem for Bloomberg is that he needs Democratic primary voters like Pert. His campaign is running high-budget ads and touting endorsements from African-American leaders. But Bloomberg is having a tough time running away from the legacy of Stop and Frisk. He was forced to defend the policy last week at his first debate in Nevada.
I thought that my first responsibility was to give people the right to live. That's
Bloomberg thought Stop and Frisk was necessary to get guns off the streets and bring down the city's murder rate.
What happened, however, was it got out of control. And when I discovered that we were doing many, many, too many Stop and Frisks, we cut 95% of it.
Actually, Bloomberg did not end the widespread use of Stop and Frisk, even as the protests and legal challenges mounted. Neither did Joe Biden, who tried to claim credit for the Obama administration at that same debate.
Both guys were really saying the plummet in the numbers was due to me. The answer was, of course, the ruling. I won't use the word me, but I wrote the ruling, so I guess it was me.
This is former federal judge Shira Shendlin, who ruled in 2013 that the NYPD was violating the constitutional rights of black and brown New Yorkers. We spoke at her office yesterday. Shendlin said she considers Stop and Frisk a failed policy. After all, crime continued to fall even after her ruling. But she also believes that Bloomberg's motives were pure.
He meant well. However, I think he never understood the human toll. He didn't get it. That's all. Doesn't make him a bad man. To me, doesn't make him a racist, but he was blind.
Not all New Yorkers are willing to give Bloomberg that benefit of the doubt. I went to East New York, Brooklyn, the neighborhood that saw more stops than any other police precinct in the city. That's where I met Jacqueline Alexander, who's lived there for 20 years. She says Bloomberg should have known the policy would lead to discrimination.
You know, a person like Bloomberg must understand policy. How can you not understand the impact of Stop and Frisk in an environment where mass incarceration is such a big problem?
Other residents told me they felt safer when Bloomberg was the mayor. In fact, Reggie Tenen says he'd like to see Stop and Frisk make a comeback.
Honestly, I think, you know, they should be doing it now. It seems like the police don't pay attention to that anymore. They wait till something happens, then they come.
Even some of Bloomberg's critics may be willing to give him another chance. Take J.R. Claus, who works in the neighborhood as a family doctor.
I think right now, a lot of people are going to overlook a lot of things.
Even Bloomberg's record on Stop and Frisk.
If you weigh that against defeating Donald Trump, they'll close their eyes to that and go after Trump.
Claus says black and Latino voters are willing to forgive a lot of sins in order to win in November. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.